Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Anytime you want to be in touch with us by phone or on social at Roger and JP, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Like us and follow us. Make comments during the show. We love it.
All right, Monifa.
Spill
it. You had a sex dream about Spike?
It was not a sex dream, so let's
you
go ahead.
You just said it was a sex dream.
Literally said it was not a sex dream. What we did stuff is what I said. You heard what you wanted to hear there, my friend.
She did say they were doing stuff now.
What kind of stuff?
Yeah. Exactly.
Miscellaneous. Okay, here's what happened. First and foremost, I have been having ridiculously intense dreams lately. Like, I woke up crying the other day. I woke up terrified the other day. Like, it's been about a month of really intense. Feels real. Like, that's the whole part, and especially the Spike thing. It felt like this was real life and I wasn't dreaming, and it was weird.
Wow. What's changed is giving you these intense dreams.
I think it is. Could the weighted blanket be it? Because I got a weighted blanket a little over a month ago, and ever since then, I feel like I've been having just deep sleep, like super deep sleep.
Try sleeping one out and see what happens.
I guess I could.
Give it a week without the blanket. See if you're still getting...
Go back to it.
After the Spike thing, anything, please.
After the... So what kind of stuff were you doing?
So here's what it was.
Did you touch it?
All with parts, more than one part of me. And
oh, my God.
I know. And like the meat.
You brought your feet in?
Maybe. He likes feet, remember?
What's the scenario?
Yeah. Exactly. It was a hanging out thingy or whatever. And it was like, hey, and it was one of those instances where it could be sexual. We brushed up against each other where it could be. But if we're just friends, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow it was something. And we were like, ooh. And then we looked at each other and we kissed. Ah!
And then you said,
I see no reason we can't just do it now. Pretty much. Where did you get that from? we were in his truck. But then the thing is, though, we continued. We got out of the truck and then we went into the house. And then
house?
It was a miscellaneous. It wasn't my place or his place. It was just a place.
Right. It's a dream. It doesn't have to make sense.
No. Right. And then we were like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, we were out holding hands and walking. Like, it was a thing. It wasn't just a one night whatever thing. And we were laughing and talking, and which is if you know Spike and I, like, that's the opposite of us. No, no, no.
Oh, you don't laugh and talk?
We fight, fighty, fight, 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 fight. So it was just, it was really a bizarre, weird situation, but there was no sex. There was a lot of nudity and hands in different places and stuff like that. But I don't know where that came from or why Spike specifically.
Did you wake up turned on at all?
No, I woke up like, I woke up like, because again, I've been sleeping so deep. I woke up like, then I realized that wasn't reality. That was not real life, because in my head it was real. And then I was like, no, not Spike. Like, pick someone else. Like, why was my brain?
Gareth. Right.
Maybe you're just feeling more comfortable around Spike, and you're seeing he's a nice guy.
I've known him forever.
You're taking notes here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're bringing that to the night show, I'm assuming.
Yeah, definitely bringing that up. And I'm in there tonight.
Why?
Because I want the real story, hard-hitting story.
Better yet, can you get Spike on the phone now?
Why
wait till tonight?
Yeah,
try and call him now.
I wonder if Spike had a corresponding dream.
No, that's not. And you have to understand.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I've known Spike forever. That's the reason we get along so well. We've been friends.
Wait, you said you guys fight all the time.
Right.
Yeah, we do, and it's annoying. But only because he's an idiot.
So the
That's what I'm saying. So maybe you have felt a little bit like, Spike's like a little more mellow.
No,
Spike's
not.
Spike's really, we are not fighting as much as we were, you know, whatever
Better
it is.
Better yet, Spike's rich.
Spike has a nice truck.
Spike hit the lottery.
He just bought a new house.
Oh, you know what? He did get a Jeep, and you know how
maybe
I like Jeep.
If I move in with Spike, maybe I don't have to pay the extra $300 a month rent.
is that a thing?
All I have to do is touch it a little.
Oh.
It listen, it was, I don't know what it means. I have weird dreams. Remember I dreamed that one time about Rhett, you know, just
sure.
It's I don't know what the brain does or why.
Right.
And I don't want to know. Yeah, I just know that I was not in any way, shape or form turned on. And also, you know, that's not how it rolls between me and him. I need it on the bone.
Right. But you always like you say that, but maybe your mind.
No.
Is trying to tell you something different.
Why are you, what? No. Why are you pushing this? No, it's, and on both sides, though. It's not just me. We're just
We've had this discussion. He would bang you. You know he would. He would. He said it right here on this radio show that he would.
He just wanted to keep talking. He was happy his voice was on the air.
No, you see, I think that's a good way for you to, that's a good way for you to brush it away.
Oh, God. But, Spike on the line. I literally texted him, do not listen to this segment. Like, I literally.
Spike on?
Well, then how?
Bottom up.
You said don't listen. I would tune in immediately if you said don't listen.
No, I would not.
First thing I did.
What's up, Spike?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, family? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Did you have you heard what's going on here? She had a little dreams. In her dream, you guys were naked and she touched it.
Whoa! Nah, this is news to me. Mine, what's happening,
girl? Shut up. Listen, he left out, I woke up grossed out, so there's that, too.
What, I don't care.
Yeah, really?
He doesn't mind if you think he's gross, as long as he gets to touch it.
Exactly. We think it's because she said she's been having a lot of very intense dreams, and then she said she had a sex dream with Spike.
Didn't say that.
Hold on, let me... We didn't have sex, but we were naked and a lot and stuff happened. And then I said, what kind of stuff? And she said, lots of stuff. And I said, did you touch it? She said, with more parts of my body than my hands.
Oh, my.
Those were the
damn.
Words.
How about yeah. the feet? I'm
that's what I
feet.
Said.
You guys both went to the feet.
That's why I said, because I know you're a feet guy.
Love them.
Yeah, weirdo.
Wait a minute. Monica. You want to explain this?
I don't know what my subconscious is doing, and I'm embarrassed by it, and I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Oh, man.
Is it confusing you, Spike?
Yeah, this takes our late night arguments to a whole new level. It's like, you know, when like you watch some soap opera where you argue, and then you grab each other and you hold each other, then music plays and hair blows, and then you start pulling on each other and kissing. Yeah.
Nope.
What it is. Things happen.
Wow. None of that. Like, literally not one of those things is going to happen, Spike, at all.
Why, though? Damn. Your mind is telling you something different.
My mind has also dreamed a lot of different weird things. Mm-hmm. I've not taken any of it seriously.
But maybe that's a problem.
A lot of times, according to my dream book, a lot of times it's because it's not about me and him getting together like that. It's about me respecting the relationship.
Oh,
that's what you want to tell yourself. Show me what page in your dream book. That's the answer.
69.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Monica, in your dream was how well endowed was Spike in your dream?
Oh,
yeah. Let's get to the good part.
One hand or two hands?
I remember we were joking about, like, we laughed about it. Like, this is what I'm saying. Oh, this is so weird.
Wait, laughed about it. Why?
Like, is it true what they say about black men? Like, all the whole thing. Uh-huh. Like,
and then?
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
No. Listen,
we've done that for real.
I don't want it. I don't need to.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Monica? I hate to say this, but shush for a second.
I'm kidding now.
Spike.
Yes, sir.
Has she touched it?
No.
Has she seen it?
I can remember.
Has she seen it? Has she seen it?
Why are you asking this?
Let me think.
You just got to say we've done this for real.
No. We talked about, you know, is the myth for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I've pelvic thrusted her plenty of times.
Oh. Oh. What do you mean, like booty danced with her?
That's silly funny.
No, like
pelvic thrusting like there?
Shut up and take this. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. That's true, though. He's right.
As a joke. That's funny.
Yeah.
I do believe it's called sexual assault, but hey.
No.
Tomato, tomato.
At least harassment.
Right.
So true, but she doesn't see it as gross, which I'm trying to teach her that when the guy does that, it's supposed to be gross, and she opens her mouth and goes, ah, la, la, la.
That's true.
No, that's not what you're supposed to do, man.
When he thrusts, and I'll aim my boobs towards him and be like, ah.
Just go for it.
Oh, my God.
The two of you, just go for it. Don't You don't even have to tell anybody. Go for it and see if there's a connection. See if it works.
We've been partners since, and I thought about this, since 04. So somebody do the math. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And yeah, it just, nah. And we've been in situations late night. We've been in a strip club.
That's true. And, all of this is true.
Well, whatever you want to call it, we've been around.
There was opportunity.
I picked up on the side of the road a couple times.
That's true.
Right.
All of this is true. So we go way back.
Just, no, but then when she starts talking, no, sorry.
And scene.
It goes south.
It does. Oh.
Maybe you're the fussing one. Maybe you are it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, be that as it may. We did it the other night in your dream.
Be that as it may.
And you did not have a same corresponding dream spike, or coincidentally, maybe a couple nights ago?
No. Because last time I was with mine, I think I hated her guts.
We were at Hooters. We were at Hooters like literally last Thursday.
Nope. It was after the counter thing, remember?
Oh, yeah, you did hate my guts. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. You're right. My bad.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm, you know, that's why me and Monica can't never do it, because as we hang out over time, we start showing our differences.
Right.
Hate each other. Yeah.
So there's a grudge bang. Never killed anybody. Just saying. Why do you guys hate each other so much?
Because he's ridiculous. JP, let me give you example A for evidence.
Hang out together so much.
You know whose side I'm taking here, right?
No, you're not.
You definitely. Come on.
hold that thought, because Spike is of the mindset that if you're at a table where there's beer and there's a pitcher of beer, right? A guy, a male, cannot pour his beer into his glass, because that means he wants to bang you, or that you apparently have to bang, or you turn gay. I don't know, but he will not let a man pour his beer into his glass. Oh. That makes no sense.
Fact. But that's not why last time we were together we hate each other. Let's tell about this. We were at the couches, pit bull taller thing, and hanging out, everything, and then Monica just leaves. Just ghost.
I ghost, that's what I do, that's my thing.
That's fine. Okay, so you were gone, and then I'm like, somebody asked about this. She didn't even tell me by it.
You'll be fine.
So then 5 minutes later I get a phone call. Help me, I can't
find my car. I couldn't find my car.
I rushed out there and I she couldn't find it, and I found the car. And I said, Monica, why the cuss word you didn't tell me by? She says, well, I'm telling you by now. I said, that doesn't solve the problem, is why you left and didn't say by then.
You sound like a baby right now.
No, you need a beating is what you need. Monica, my God.
I ghost everybody. It's not just Spike. I don't know why he's taking it
I
so
understand,
personally.
But then you ghosted him. Okay. You needed him. He stopped, dropped, and rolled.
And I appreciate it.
To get you, to help you.
Thank you.
You said, and then you sent him
bye.
And then you said bye. And you
just hang out now. Still, I was leaving anyway. Like, it's not like I'm going to turn around and go back in. I'm done. I was.
Why do I get the feeling if you lost your car, maybe you shouldn't have been driving?
No, it wasn't even about that. It was I got there after him, and it was weird parking, and I ended up finding I got a really good parking space, and I forgot. I thought I had parked far away. It was a whole thing. I'm like, oh, that's right, I did get there, and whatever.
Yeah, but my point was that you decide to leave without telling me bye, but then all of a sudden you need me.
Yes, please.
And so you call me, and then I question, well, then why didn't you just leave? Why didn't you just tell me bye? And then she gave me that, like, so what? I'm here now to tell you bye. That really got me mad.
You'll be fine.
Oh. I can't blame you.
I don't see the big deal in that. Also, shouldn't you take it as a compliment that when I need help, I was calling you.
Get out of here. No, no.
You could suck a bag of D's. I was later, click. Yes, oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. So that's why there's no banging, because things like that happen.
Understood.
Okay. Now that's going to put this whole relationship possibility to rest, I think.
Right. Thanks, Spike.
Yeah. All right, partners. Y'all be good. But Monica.
So
we're going to see you tomorrow throwing strikes, right?
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Oh, hold on a second. Before I get off the phone, so how about parking and an armband, right? I get all that, right?
Okay, Garrett. Yes. I got your tickets. We're good.
That's so great.
All right, partners. Y'all be good.
All right, Spike. We might see you in August. We'll see.
He didn't get to say one.
My mind's telling me no.
That's great.
My body.
No.
My body.
telling me
yeah. Yeah.
Baby. I like a raw dog.
I don't wanna hurt nobody.
I like the meat.
Something that I must confess.
Confess it.
Special chocolate.
I would just suck on it.
With Spike.
I have a bone in both my hands right now. Love those giant fists. You having fun, Brett?
It's R. Kelly. I'm having a great time.
It is R. Kelly?
Absolutely.
I guess right. Feeling good about myself. It's not my genre.
Picture Spike singing this. It's great.
No. I don't want to
bring your body here. It's great.
Ooh,
it's
like I a love Saturday, those giant fists.
Saturday Night Live skit where he's wearing like a satin shirt. He's got Jerry Curl.
Oh, man. All right. Well, now we know, like, what this relationship is like between the two of you.
With friends that are, like, and that's the thing is, you know, he was very frustrated with me on Friday it was. But then, yeah, we're friends like that. Then we'll just get over it and we move on. That's what I like about him.
I don't have any friends like that, do you?
I'd cut you out in a heartbeat.
Do I have any friends like that?
My God.
I don't have any friends I fight with and then get... No, we all get along.
Life's too short. Let's fight and make fight and then just move on from it.
I guess.
You about to say make up. All right, well, Roger JP, 125 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.